Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, our page, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're on Gab the same way. And we're on Parler at the Captain's America. Simply at the Captain's America. And then our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, take a look at the things we have there. Now, joining us right now to start out hour number two, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not allow you to forget that one either. Now, Kyle, we left off talking about Ken Cuccinelli, who is going to be the Republican lead man, taking the Democrats on with their H.R. 1 election bill. Now, H.R. 1 election bill is called For the People. It's a very facetious and misleading title, because it's actually going to take the rights away from the states to control their own destiny when it comes to elections and give it all to the federal government, and that's asking for trouble.
Well, sure, and it's a power grab, because, again, I think the Democrat Party elite seem to feel like they got to get while the getting's good, and try to capitalize as much as they can on the narrative that you know we just can't trust these elections anymore, and we've got to make sure that we're running it from the top, kind of a thing, and also capitalizing on the narrative that somehow people have been radicalized and Trump supporters and this kind of thing. So they just feel that right now is their time to get as much as they possibly can. But again, the idea that the state should run the elections, and I think they're afraid of that, Captain, because as you've been talking about, people have so much power at the state level to affect change, to enforce election law, and to make sure that there is no voter fraud.
Now, I saw something yesterday that was on Facebook, and it was an idea that was put out there by somebody, and all it said was DeSantis / Gnome 2024.
Well, you never know. I mean, and again, 2024 is a long way away. But what's resonating with people, though, I think, Captain, is leadership, the ability to stand up and say, this is what I think. This is what we're going to do. And I'm going to lead as we need to do. And that's somebody like Governor DeSantis, and that's somebody like Governor Noem.
Well, we do know that South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has called for massive legislation that's been put out there by the against the energy industry, incredibly detrimental to her state. She said basically her state has just stopped.
Well, that's right. And basically she's talking about that states like New York, Illinois, California are getting rewarded for what she calls their bad actions. But she says this, Captain, I think this is really key. She says, so it's incredibly detrimental to our state because we made the right decisions. We trusted people, quote unquote. I mean, that says it all right there. That's the idea. And so, again, what she sees, of course, and I think she's right about this, is that other states are getting rewarded. They kind of went down the wrong road. They did this and they did that. But she, you know, went kind of by the book. She trusted the people, which I guess now is becoming so, you know, passe. We're not supposed to trust the people anymore.
Now, you remember when we talked about the 10th Amendment yesterday, and I promised that we would have a conversation about that with an attorney this week?
Right, right.
Well, we are going to, but here's the deal. Okay. The 10th Amendment and the Convention of States would take care of that problem. They could walk away from the Department of Energy and say, nope, we're going to handle our own energy in our own state, our own way.
Well, again, you know, the idea could be that, again, people are
states
kind
rights.
Of driven. Yeah, exactly. And they're driven to have to make choices. And I don't mean in some bad way or some, you know, major catastrophe way or anything like that, but to have to make choices that are the best choices for their people in their state, vis-a-vis their relationship with the central government or the federal government.
Now, did you happen to catch the Capitol Police Chief yesterday when he said that the Capitol rioters actually struck the Capitol 20 minutes before the Trump rally ended?
Well, sure, exactly. Yeah, this is huge. And I'm sort of at a loss. I don't think a lot of the Democrat Party elite are going to want to have a lot of light shown on this, a lot of questions asked, or a lot of questions answered.
Well, they didn't get it right now, did they?
Nope.
And that's the police chief coming out and saying that.
Right, exactly. I mean, people came there. They were ready to do something. They brought stuff with them to do it, to scale the walls.
You mean like the expression, some people did something?
Like some people did something.
I think that was Omar that said that.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were ready. That was
exactly. All right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about little Dr. Fauci. And I got a little clip here to kind of customize little Dr. Fauci and what we're going to mention. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much for doing that, Mr. Kyle. Now, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you've told them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put right in the palm of your hand at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Ocala, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and all surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $100 right in the palm of your hand. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Ta-da. Very good. All right. Now, little Dr. Fauci, the gift that keeps on giving, fair assumption?
Yep.
Little Dr. Fauci is under big-time scrutiny right now for his mixed messages and comments that he's been making on vaccines and reopenings. Now, before we get moving along here, I want you to hear what the White House promised when it comes to more vaccines being delivered to get more people vaccinated.
Limited supply of the two approved COVID-19 vaccines has hampered the pace of vaccinations nationwide, but the White House says help is on the way.
States will now receive 14.5 million doses this week, up from 8.6 million doses per week when the president took office.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki also says pharmacies will see an increase in their vaccine allocation by about 100,000 doses this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, down here, I don't know about where you're at, Kyle, but down here you've got Walgreens, you've got CVS, those are the pharmacies, you've got Walmart with their pharmacies, and they are all vaccinating people as we speak.
Well, that's right. And here in Southern California, you've got a vaccination center at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. Also, Anaheim Convention Center, we understand, also is doing vaccinations in addition to being able to make appointments at places like...
Well, what the hell is little Dr. Fauci talking about when he says, well, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, well, wear two masks, well, well, wait a minute, maybe wearing three wouldn't be a bad idea. Well, wait, hold on, you need the vaccine. No, you don't need the vaccine. No, kids don't need to go to school. Well, yeah, they do. What is he talking about?
Well, I don't know. I think he gets up in the morning and says, you know, it's like, what is Dr. Fauci going to say today?
Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, I mean, nobody knows, you know, what to believe when he talks about stuff like this. In other words, do we take that to the bank or do we wait till tomorrow to see if it changes somehow?
The president's visit to Houston this week will come.
I got it. There we go. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, we wait until, you know, we have to wait till tomorrow. Is it going to change? And then, Captain, he talks about, well, if you get vaccinated or the vaccinations are happening, well, then it might mean that you could maybe interact with your family members a little differently, you know, if you're vaccinated. But again, there's, what people are looking for is a return to normalcy. And unfortunately, we're not getting any kind of concrete notion of what that, of when that could be. But we do hear constantly that, well, don't talk to me about normal. You know, we don't know normal, you know, normal what? That kind of thing. And that's going to become very disparate. It's going to make people very despondent about this, I think.
Yeah, and I've had a couple of questions here from people asking me for an update on Tiger Woods. I'm going to give you an update when we come back after the bottom of the hour break, after the news has had a chance to do what they do, because I am getting another update here, and we will let you know what we know. It's not life-threatening. It is not life-threatening, but... He is very, very, the problem that he's having is going to be playing golf, and it's going to be a while before he can even attempt that, let alone stand up. All right, now back to what we were talking about here, Kyle. Some very good educators are saying that diversity training is being influenced by critical race theory, and it is destroying our society.
Well, what's happening is we're seeing just a real surge, as it were, in this kind of thing. But unfortunately, I don't know that it's helping to bring people together in the way that it's sort of being, you know, said. Because I do think, by and large, people are tolerant. They don't hate their neighbor. They don't hate people that are of a different skin color or culture or anything like that. But unfortunately, I think you have people seizing on things like this to try to build up their own sort of political stature. But again, I think people mostly just want to sort of get along with other people.
Now, what's your opinion about the COVID relief package, which apparently is going to be over in the Senate by Friday and maybe in the hands of Joe Biden by Friday night to sign? What's your opinion of what we're seeing here?
Well, of course, they're going to take all the credit for it. They're still going to give out a lot of money that maybe doesn't need to go out, in the sense of the places that they're trying to program it into. If it was simply just to go out and help people, that might be a different story. But they didn't go bipartisan on it. They're just sort of ramming it through, but they're going to have to own it.
Well, they've still got money that they have not given out from the last package, and the $1 trillion is my understanding. Is that what you heard?
Well, there's a lot of money, especially where schools are concerned. In fact, and I think this had come up with this new package, there's money there for the schools, but
which
there's
is
money
not,
there already there for the schools.
Which is not going to be put out there until the end of 2021, the beginning of 2022, because they don't want to open the schools.
Well, that's right. And in fact, the spokesperson for the vice president, Simone Sanders, was hard-pressed on CNN, of all places, and they actually did a good job of asking her the question, saying, look, this is a simple question. Will the schools K through 8 be able to open within the first 100 days, as President Biden was had said he had hoped would happen? Is that possible? And she just kind of talked around it, evaded it, and the interviewer had to really try to pursue her on that. But again, it's as if, because they're fighting against the teachers' union and are scared of that, I don't know that they're going to move the ball down the field very quickly.
I'm a scaredy of them there, teachers. I'm a scaredy. But anyway, now the Republicans have said the Biden COVID package is going to pay off the teachers' union ransom note, because they're going to get money for what they want, and they're going to have their wish of not having to go back into the schools in many cases for the rest of the year. They still get paid. Remember, they still get paid per their contract if they're in school or not.
Well, that's right. And there's the political factor to this, obviously, and then there's the science factor. But what we're hearing about, we've been told, follow the science, and Fauci's following the science, and President Biden said he would listen to the scientists. Well, maybe President Biden, of course, if he does listen to the scientists, will find out that the scientists are saying you don't necessarily have to have the teachers, in this case, vaccinated, not necessarily, they say, but with the different kinds of social distancing and all these precautions, these Herculean, massive precautions that are being taken, we can essentially get the schools starting to reopen safely. And again, nobody wants anybody to be unsafe, exposed, in danger, or anything like that. But if there's a way to do it practically, we owe it to the kids to try to do it. But that's right. This is the White House is playing politics now with this. It's not following the science.
By the way, the president's going the wrong way on Sunday. If he's actually going to Orlando, the big NASCAR race is down in Homestead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, south of Miami. So maybe he'll do it on Zoom or something, and then they can he can go to the race. Because I think last year he went to the NASCAR race.
Former President Trump? Yeah.
Yeah,
and didn't he take the beast there and run around the track?
That is correct.
That's right, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, oh well, maybe he'll take the junior beast. That's
exactly.
That's the SUV. They're riding around in SUVs now.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, with all the different stuff that we have to talk about, and God, there's certainly no shortage of it, we have a contested election in Iowa, which is starting to surface again. Now, the Republican was declared the winner there, pursuant to the election law, by some, some six votes. And we're going to tell you when we come back what's going on there and what the Democrats are doing. You want to talk about taking a technicality and taking it right out to the umpteenth level? Well, wait till I tell you what they're trying to do to Iowa. And Iowa, you already know. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House will vote on President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package this Friday, according to the House Majority Leader. Representative Steny Hoyer said that the bill will come to the House floor Friday morning with a vote to follow. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he was disappointed that Democrats would try to ram a partisan COVID bill through.
As you know, 10 of our members actually went down, met with the president, and talked about a more narrow, targeted approach. The message was that they were not interested in doing it that way. They're going to try to muscle this through on a totally partisan basis. And I think I can safely speak for most of my members that we think this is dramatically more money than is required at this particular juncture. It also includes a number of things that have absolutely nothing to do with COVID relief.
This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, they're back and bigger and better than ever. I was in Largo last weekend for the gun show there, and we had a lot of fun. The weekend before that, we were down in Sarasota. Now, they'll be back up in Brooksville on March the 13th and 14th for you folks up there in Brooksville, and they're bringing all the guns and the ammo and the knives and the military surplus and the camping gear and the fishing gear and the bows and arrows and all that stuff that they bring along with them, something for everybody there. And oh, by the way, you can shop the most modern up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, as well as the private collections that are there too, that the Two Guys Shows always embrace. Now, trade-ins are welcome, and you can meet me on Saturday up there at Brooksville on the 13th of March. So to find out more about them and to sign up for the concealed carry class, you can go to the website twoguysshows.com. twoguysshows.com. Sign up for the concealed carry class. Get yourself all set up and ready for that. And we will see you in Brooksville on the 13th of March. Okay. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we had a little election November the 3rd. Iowa went on for quite a while because it was an election that was so close, that the Democratic challenger, Rita Hart, thought she'd won, but she lost by 6 votes to the Republican Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks. Now, she was certified, declared the winner by Iowa, went through the whole process, this, that, and the other, but the Democratic-controlled House took the first steps, I'm talking about our House of Representatives in the Congress, took the first steps of adjudicating a contested House seat that may result in a Republican lawmaker being replaced by her Democratic challenger. How do you like that?
Well, you know, Captain, well, they say they have at least 22 lawful ballots.
That were not allowed.
That were not allowed, and they say that were left out of the original count.
And you know why?
Why is that?
They couldn't verify who they were.
Well, there you go. But here, you know, this starts to sound pretty similar, Captain, to things that a lot of Democrats have talked about with this idea of undermining our democracy once the certified election results, you know, are final, because it's my understanding that the election was, in fact, certified.
It was, absolutely. And the governor signed off on it. The secretary of state, everybody that had to, needed to. And by the way, the Republican incumbent congresswoman has asked the committee, this is the House Administration Committee, to dismiss Ms. Hart's claims, the Democrat. But the action taken by the committee indicates the committee is taking the claim seriously. They formally rejected the Republican, and they are definitely going to go through the investigative process. It could result in the Republican losing her seat if Hart's claims are confirmed.
Yes, and again, this is, unfortunately, Captain, what apparently the Democrat Party believes these days, and that is elections are not over until the Democrat wins. Because if the Democrat has not won, then they will simply say, you haven't counted all the votes. Then if suddenly the Democrat wins, magically, I guess you've counted all the votes then. I guess that's got to be their logic on this.
Well, it is, and Rita Hart, this comes from the Des Moines Register, put this out there. Rita Hart, who's a Democrat, has chosen a political process controlled by Nancy Pelosi over a legal process controlled by Iowa judges. All Iowans should be outraged by this decision. Washington, D.C. gets to make the call on an Iowa election. The Miller Meeks campaign is furious, as well they should be.
Well, of course they should be, because again, this goes against every tenet that we hold dear in these elections. Because again, there is a process, there is a timeline, and once the election is certified, as we well know from recent events, the election is over.
Now, Jersey Joe, by way of Delaware Biden, is fixing to take a little trip down to Texas. He said originally he was going to go on Monday, remember?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Well, now he's going on Friday, we think. But here's the story.
The president's visit to Houston this week will come as Texas recovers from the storm's power and water crises, as well as the serious damage to homes and businesses.
The president will meet with local leaders to discuss the winter storm, relief efforts, progress toward recovery, and the incredible resilience shown by the people of Houston and Texas.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the president also will visit a COVID-19 health center where vaccines are being distributed. Greg Clugston, Washington.
What is significant about Houston, Texas, and why is the president going there?
Well, I know Houston has had a lot of issues, especially with people even getting food.
But it's a Democratic-run city, and the congresswoman there, who, in my opinion, is corrupt, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Sheila Jackson Lee.
She's got a very loud mouth.
Well, and again, obviously the president will go and do the best kind of optic that he can possibly do in the best kind of environment that he can find, because you'll find a lot of other people, I think, that would be very upset with the lack of federal response, at least the timing of that response, and the magnitude of that response as well, Captain.
By the way, we have a duck in our chat room, and his name is Dr. Fauci.
I saw that. Yep. Oh, yeah. Put in there by Jeff, I think. Yep.
Yep. Jeff in Sarasota. All right. Now, also in Texas, five board members of the ERCOT group, that's the company that operates the Texas electricity grid, have resigned.
Yes. Captain, there's so many things happening in Texas regarding the aftermath of all the shutdowns of the turbines, the wind turbines and so forth, and all of the aftermath of that. Especially, can you imagine having, there was one story earlier today, one person in Texas had $17,000 deducted from their bank account as an automatic payment from the power company. Just unbelievable. And people are getting $1,000 a day power bills because of the way that it's structured when demand jumps. So the fact that you see these board members resigning, this may just be the tip of the iceberg.
Now, Bette Midler did it again. It wasn't enough that last week she had to criticize and go after Rush Limbaugh. The man is going to be having a funeral this week. And she posted a cartoon mocking Rush Limbaugh. I'm going to say this again about Bette Midler. Nobody ever needs to spend another dime on anything she does, whether it's a movie, a record album, whatever. Nobody ever needs to spend a dime on anything that Bette Midler does ever again, period, end of story.
Well, yeah, I agree. I think that her mean tweets about this, the posting of this cartoon, these kinds of things, it's all in very, very bad taste. Yeah, we get it. She hated Rush Limbaugh. We get that. But unfortunately, Captain, well, and to some degree, though, too, when people act the way that Bette Midler is acting, like the other day when she talked about how God was taking revenge or something because of on Ted Cruz, but with everything we were seeing in Texas, those kinds of misinformed kind of salacious statements don't help anybody. It actually just shows what Bette Midler is really all about. It's very sad. Mm-hmm.
Now, we've got some really good news to report about Florida, my home state down here. Florida is turning into the model for the GOP's future with the things that are going on here, with the way the COVID vaccine is being taken care of, with the way we had our election and the way that was all done. And here's the deal. I had somebody say to me, well, you know, all them blue state people are coming down there and they're going to get in there and they're going to vote the way they did up there and they're going to try to screw things up and this, that, and the other. And my comment back to the individual was, well, come on down. Bring your New Jersey driver's license with you, or your New York, or your Massachusetts, or your Connecticut, or your Ohio, or whatever, and use that for your picture ID so you can vote. And because it's from another state, guess what? You are not going to vote.
Well, exactly. And, of course, there is a real success story going on in Florida. And again, you know, because correct me if I'm wrong, Captain, that in terms of COVID response, COVID numbers, these kinds of things, the percentages, California seems to be doing very badly compared to Florida, which didn't and still doesn't have these massive lockdowns or huge restrictions that we can.
We are going to have people in the baseball stadiums. It's not going to be a lot to begin with. We're going to have people in the baseball stadiums. We're already putting people in the hockey games down here. College football is coming back. High school football is coming back. People in the stands. It's going to start small and then go up from there as long as things continue to improve. And so far, they are. All right. Hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go nowhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll be back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, with her husband, Don, at the D&D Ranch, Double D Ranch. And they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Pull on in there and tell them you were listening to the captain, and I said that you would get yourself a free hot cup of coffee, and you will. And then if you're not already a member of the Drivers Club, become a member of the Drivers Club. If you got an RV, become a member of the RV Club. Same thing applies to you. Get points on the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the truck. Store. In the meantime, here we go, doubling up with Glenn Frey.
Blues.
Radio, Little Glenn Fry, Smuggler's Blues. Again, that comes from Miami Vice, and that's not the one that Eric sent, but Kyle, it's the one I found.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I think he sent the live version, and but that's the original Smuggler's Blues recording. And again, from Glenn Fry, back in 1985, he was on the episode called Smuggler's Blues on Miami Vice. Did a great job, too.
All right, let me read the weather here, and then we'll turn it over to you. A strong storm will spread mostly mountain snow and gusty winds across the west, including into Southern California. A system will spread a wintry mix from the Great Lakes into the northeast, with showers developing along a trailing cold front in the southern plains as well. And there will be some weather, some coastal fog tonight over on the east coast, and some snow way up yonder, Maine way. Okay, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. We do have a winter weather advisory in Colorado tonight, all the way from the New Mexico border all the way up through Denver, Boulder, along the I-25 corridor. And then also up in Big Sky Country, Montana tonight, we have a high wind watch. This is in the Great Falls area, I-15. In northern Idaho, avalanche warning. Also winter weather there as well. 4th of July pass has icy patches. Look for some new snow to accumulate. We do have some rain in Seattle coming in as well over the next few days. Winter storm warning in that area. In Nevada tonight, Reno, Carson City, we have lake wind advisory and a large wind advisory covering most of the state of Nevada all the way down through Las Vegas. This goes down also into the California desert, the Mojave Desert. As you come down I-15, be careful if you're coming through Cajon Pass. Be on the lookout for high winds in Victorville, Hesperia area, and then also into the San Bernardino area, all the way up through Santa Clarita and up through Santa Barbara, and also down through, looks like almost down to Pendleton as you travel down the Interstate 5 freeway. Those high winds can be pretty gusty, maybe up to 50 miles an hour in some places. Be careful. And then also wind advisory near Sacramento tonight, Captain.
All right, well, I-25 from down almost down to, let's see here, El Paso, down in New Mexico, you have got the possibility of some snow. There's a system developing there. It's already up into Colorado, so keep your eyes on that. That could be pushing across over the next day or two. If so, it would involve I-40, I-70, and probably down to I-20. Now, we do have snow in northern Wisconsin tonight and the upper peninsula of Michigan. That snow comes over to the northernmost part of Michigan up there north of Traverse City. And we've got a little bit of snow starting to develop. The way the wind's blowing here now, here we go with the Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. And this just changed here in the last few minutes. We've got a winter weather advisory from Ripley, New York to Buffalo for snow that'll be starting up later in the day because of the way the winds are blowing there. Also, way up in Watertown right now, Jefferson and Lewis County, you've got a winter weather advisory there for snow to be starting up there, the lake effect machine. I'm sure that'll spread as things diverse. And then down in West Virginia, on the West Virginia and the Ohio line down there, the north, southwest corner of West Virginia, a winter storm, or winter weather advisory, sorry. Up in New Hampshire, and the northernmost part of Maine, as well as down into central Maine, towards the western part of Maine, you have a winter weather advisory there. And then you've got a gale warning from Nova Scotia all the way down to about the Boston area right now. And also, you've got some fog along the coastline. There is some fog reported, I-75 down around Naples and up around Fort Myers, over towards Melbourne on I-95. And then you've got some patchy fog going up into North Carolina as well as Virginia tonight. And that's what the weather looks like. And Kyle, tell us about how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. And we're going to go right to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about the big shock that came out yesterday with Mitt Romney, who made this quote, this comment, and it's a quote, "He wins in a landslide. Romney, who voted twice to impeach Trump, theorizes on who may be the GOP pick in 2024 and wins the election."
Well, I will say this. It's really the MAGA doctrine that's the glue here. It's going against media, which we clearly know that we have been lied to for so long.
Yep.
It is free enterprise, lifting regulations, America first. It's all those things that were so important when it comes to the success and the thriving of the United States, to the homeland. It's really about the economy and it's about jobs. And that's really what Trump was about. I mean, he had a pretty contentious way of getting there, but if the Democrats had not been so nasty and so nefarious, Trump's behavior wouldn't have been so contentious.
True.
I mean, just think about it.
Well, true.
If they had worked with them, the spirit in Washington, D.C., including the media, would have been very different.
Yeah, and all started with Nancy, right? She's the one that started all this.
It started with, the day he came down the escalator. So, things would have been very, very different if everybody just necessarily understood. But, there was a fight from the very... They were going to impeach him. They even said, Washington Post, I think, was the first one, somebody over there came out and said, let the impeachments begin. So that was the spirit of the left, to put us all through...
Be careful what you wish for. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more. When we come back, we're going to give you an update. We were waiting for the update on Tiger Woods. I just got it. So I am going to give you the update. He's seriously injured. He's alive, thank God. That's because he had a seatbelt. And we'll tell you all about the particulars here and what I know about what transpired. We'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.